Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Karen Carmichael. April is National Poetry Month. Started in 1996 by the Academy of American Poets, it celebrates poetry and the role it plays in our culture. Radio St. Pete welcomes Avni Vyas to the studio today to read one of her poems, Sita Finds the Thunder God's Bow.
Sita Finds the Thunder God's Bow by Avni Vyas. It sat in the basement, three-quarter sized, a ratty old guitar in disrepair, same strings it wore in 1974. Loose bass lines making empty thwips, but I could cradle it. Head, neck, body, like a child's. Its high, cheap bridge glued on crooked, the strength required to press strings into song more than my hands had at age 12. But by age 14, how I held and held on. My wrists and its neck, embraced in a calloused trust. We were in love. And then it happened, my voice. My father watched me like I broke a law, like I plucked the thunder god's bow and twanged alive a dozen tornadoes, as if cows and horses could feel the vibration and stamp their agreement, like the lemon tree and the palms asked to be uprooted and flung together in dance. All this time, I thought he sneered because I was still learning to play. I never knew it was because I was building a spell keening in his heart, that his daughter might carry all this and more, that she terrified him, because she was not beautiful, but observant. She was not pliant, but furious.
You've been listening to Avni Vyas. Avni is the author of Little God, published by Burrow Press in 2021, Far From Glorious Feeling, published by The Offending Atom, also in 2021, and co-author of Candy in Our Brains, published by Cutbank in 2014. She teaches in the writing program at New College of Florida.